Well, I'm looking high and low for my next guest. Hard to find sometimes. You can sniff him out, depending on how long he's been in the woods. He's a travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost on Michigan backroads more than anybody else is Ron Rademacher. The Michigan Backroads Report brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. There he is, Ron. You've got twigs and stuff in your hair again. Ron Rademacher, everybody.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and you?
I am doing just fantastic, man. You know, I was high last Saturday, so.
Of course, I didn't come out right, did it?
Now that was the day we went on the flight. You know, the Kalamazoo, the balloon flight.
Right. So you were getting high
Michigan
last
balloon
Saturday.
Balloon Corporation
right.
took us up, and Captain Ron Centers.
No, yeah.
And
yeah.
we got up there, man. It was beyond belief how I had forgotten how great these hot air balloons.
I love them. I really do. It's just a matter of, you know, making it work in the schedule. I absolutely love hot air balloon rides.
Yeah, it was a sunset flight, man. And these guys are real pros, which is why I have to bring up there is a controversy that came up. And so if I may, I got to clear this up because Captain Centers and that Michigan Balloon Corporation, they were on a tight ship.
Right.
So what happened was we had a nice gondola, and we had two young couples, very young professionals from that area. Then Captain Centers was up there, and I was up there, and Bob the Turtle came along.
All right, so Bob came.
This crazy Bob, he had a new tat. And so he's flirting with the babes.
Right.
And, you know, trying to make a little time with the beautiful ladies. And somehow this vicious rumor has started on the internet that Bob managed to join the 800-foot high club during this flight. And I just want to get it clear. This is fake news, totally untrue. There was no inappropriate behavior. Captain Centers wouldn't have allowed it. So right. I just want to get that cleared up.
He didn't let it out of his shell.
No, he did not let it out of his shell. There was, there was a lot of flirting, and it is a pretty cool tat. You know, I will post a picture of the tat. So,
right. I got it. Excellent. So, where are we starting? Yes, very nice. I don't know where to. My hands are sweating. Where do we go from here? What are we gonna do first?
Well, you know, it's Labor Day, so there's great stuff going on all over. We're celebrating the strength, prosperity, and well-being of this country. That's brought about by the dedication of people who work hard every day, like you, me. And so there are going to be things going on all over. First thing, of course, the farmers markets are starting to pop up. And they're all over. And I want to give you your first color report because the time is passing. My people in Ontonagon and Copper Harbor both tell me that the silver maples are already starting to turn.
Really?
Yeah, they're starting to turn, and they are starting to throw some leaves already. So if you're planning trips to see color, stay tuned. We're posting a lot of it on Facebook. I'll be bringing something to you guys every week. And so, you know, since we're talking about Benzie County.
Right.
One of the most awesome color drives in all of Michigan goes from just north of Arcadia up to Empire on M-22. Have you ever taken that drive?
I certainly have.
Yeah, vistas up there and some scenes. And, of course, then you can drive out to the Point Betsy Lighthouse. Great views up there. And out to Crystal Lake. So our friends in Benzie County they're going to keep you posted, too, on the colors over there.
Beautiful. All right. I like that. So you're going to keep us up to speed as the color progresses. I mean, it's the best time of the year. September, October, Michigan, no better place in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. No better place in the world. And so you have to pick and choose. We'll talk a little bit more about color, but I do want to talk about the road trip of the week.
All right.
Because if you can't get all the way up north and this weekend, you could go to Newaygo for the logging festival. And it is in Lake Newaygo County and includes all kinds of Michigan lumber era festivals and events. They got chainsaw carving. They got lumberjack competitions, horse pulls. But the thing I understand they're adding this year is axe throwing. Have you ever seen this?
Dude, careful of that axe, Eugene. Don't throw an axe, Ron.
But this is the hottest sport in Michigan right now among women is axe throwing. Believe it or not, they're even opening arenas where people can go. You got one in Lansing? Go down there and rent a thing and throw axes.
Come on,
my friend. No, I'm not kidding. In fact, my friend Helga from Ohio is thinking about coming up to compete.
How did your date end? We were throwing axes. Oh, good.
So now you know how my first date with Helga went.
Exactly. Oh, good.
Yeah,
we're throwing axes.
Yeah, when the babe shows up with an axe in her belt, you got a pretty good idea of, you know, how things are going to end that night.
Absolutely. You think? Anyhow, all right.
Yeah.
Throw the axe. Careful with that axe, Eugene, is a song by Pink Floyd, by the way.
Yeah. Well, so let's see here. Well, there will be a color or two I'll be reporting on later in the year because it hasn't quite started yet. But I'll be in Grand Ledge tomorrow for Music on the Grand and promoting my new book, Best Kept Secret. So people got time to come out, want to shake hands, tell some stories, because they'll be later in the year, not very much. They'll be putting out the paddle boat that goes up and down the Grand River, one of the great color tours of the state.
There you go. That's always very cool, by the way.
Yeah, always very cool.
All right. So we got room for one more.
Well, you know, let's talk about the thumb, because we sometimes forget about the thumb. Caseville this coming Friday is Pheasant Friday. So if you're going to be on a color tour over there, because you remember that's where Turnip Rock is up there on the tip of the thumb. So they'll be having color.
Yep.
And the guys from Pheasants Forever will be out there. People can learn about firearm safety. They'll teach about the environment that these birds require. And you can learn a little bit about how to handle grasslands and pollinators to attract pheasants to your home.
Very nice. Very well done. Ron Rademacher, everybody. MichiganBackroads.com, 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 the place to find out more. And if you want your town, your community, your event talked about, where do you go? MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, thank you so much.
Steve, thanks to see you. Good to see you, and look forward to it next week. Hey, have a safe weekend out there, all right? Going to be a lot of traffic.
Absolutely. By the way, don't miss out on your free water test today from Wolverine Water. A free water test can be yours right now, so you get a peace of mind. Brilliant thing to do. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on that Wolverine button, and if you do that, you can also get entered to win. We're giving it away Friday, just a couple days left. A free reverse osmosis drinking water system for your home, for your cottage, wherever. Worth $2,700. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, get the free water test, and get entered to win a free reverse osmosis drinking water system. Do it right now.